That was the Lumineers playing Long Road to Wisdom, Short Road to Being Ignored. But certainly Aubrey Darqueen Agg is not being ignored. She's an Australian blogger who has turned her blog, The Love Assembly, and her life as a digital nomad and soul traveller into a successful career. Her book, Wander Love, has just been published by Hardy Grant in Australia and also in Britain and the US markets. Aubrey is the first Australian travel and style blogger contributing to Condé Nast Traveller. She spoke to Graham Kemlow about her philosophy to travel creatively, curiously and mindfully, and her personal growth and the international community she has created through her travel and blogging.
Welcome to the show, Aubrey.
Thanks so much, Graham.
It's great to have you there, and it must be terrific. I've got your book in my hand, and as a digital nomad who's done an awful lot of work online, it must be terrific to have something tangible to show for your efforts, other than a whole lot of back stories in digital form.
Yes, it's incredible, actually. I think when you've been working online and just seeing everything digital, it's really surreal to see something and hold something in real life, and quite incredible, actually.
Yeah. Take us back to how you began blogging. How long ago was that?
Oh, wow. So in the blogging world, I feel like I've been doing it for my entire life, because even in high school, I would have a blog. But I would say as a job, as a digital nomad, it only really started at the end of 2012, which is the loveassembly.com.
Okay.
And it was really just an escape from the 9-to-5 working world. And it eventually has grown into my full-time career and full-time job.
That's terrific. Now, the book we're talking about is called Wander Love.
Wander Love, yeah.
Wander Love, no lust involved. where did the name, though, your original blog was called The Love Assembly. Where did that name come from? And does it have a particular meaning for you?
Yeah, so for the Love Assembly, it really started off as me interviewing and featuring individuals that did something that they loved in life and turned it into their career. And so it was this collection of people that were doing what they love and turned it into their career. And so that's how the name was born for the Love Assembly. For Wander Love, the book, it really is a play on the word wanderlust.
Yep.
And because I talk about solo travel a lot, it really gets you in touch with self-love. So it's more travel, solo travel, where it meets self-love and personal development.
Okay. What did you start out doing this, or did you have a career before you drifted into the digital nomad?
My past career life was in PR and marketing.
Okay.
And that was in fashion.
Right.
So to be able to build a brand that was in the whole travel style self-development sphere, it really just gave me a boost in how to market that as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, the marketing on this book is terrific. It's a very stylish hardcover
Thank you.
Book. No, it isn't. It's square. That's an unusual size, I think. Hardy Grant are the publishers. They do a terrific job, actually. We get a bit of stuff through from them not to review, we don't do reviews, but to talk to authors who are interesting, which is exactly why we're talking to you. It's a 230-page book, and it's got photographs, beautiful photographs, that you've taken. Is that right? You've had your tripod out and you've set it up and you've run hard to be in place. Is that how it works?
Yeah.
You must have had some fun, near misses doing that.
Process, yeah, a lot of misses, but it takes practice to make something perfect. And I've also collaborated with other friends, digital nomads, and people around the world that are also into photography, and created a community around that.
Oh, really? Are they still going?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's nice to be able to collaborate with other people and meet people on the road, especially if you're traveling solo.
Yeah, I know how you feel. It's pretty hard for me hosting a travel show if I haven't got anyone to talk to.
Gets lonely sometimes.
Yeah, but just to give people an idea, you've the book's divided up into, well, you talk about the Love Assembly, and then the stages of travel, from dreaming, style on the road, capturing moments, creating memories, and bringing your travel home.
It's
along with all the souvenirs from the hotel, I suppose. and then you've even provided some destination guides, and I love the fact that you've got Oceania, Melbourne, Australia. Wonderful part of the world. And then you've done Europe, Barcelona, South America. You've been to Colombia, to Cartagena in Colombia. And North America, Is it, how's it pronounced? Is it Tulum, Mexico?
Tulum.
Tulum, Mexico.
Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah.
And in Africa, you've been to Marrakesh in Morocco. And in Asia is the Philippines. Palawan.
Yes.
Is that Palawan? Is that the correct pronunciation?
Palawan Island, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Palawan has been voted the number one island for over 3 years in a row by Condé Nast Traveler.
Okay.
So I covered Coron and El Nido.
Okay. So that's only half the book, and then you go on and do some other things. What I think it's really interesting, you can open this book at any page and find something interesting to read. You're not in the middle of a story.
Mm-hmm.
You might be in a serendipitous situation that, see, I've just opened now, and what do I see? Gaudi, one of my favourite cities. One of my favourite things to do in Barcelona is to check out what Gaudi's done. And I've been in that very building and stood at that window and photographed out of it, actually. So I think you've obviously done something unique with your blog, and you've then gone the next step and produced this book. Is it Hollywood next for you, Aubrey? What do you think?
I guess I'm really focused on launching strong for the UK and the US market.
Right.
I'm based in Australia, but I'll be travelling to the UK soon and doing more events around it there. And then the next step is really bringing this community that I've built together.
Right.
That is into travel, self-development, photography, writing, and just bringing that connection from the online community to offline.
So are you going to load them all on a cruise ship and go somewhere and have a...
I'm still getting the logistics and everything together, but I know that it's going to be something that is filled with a lot of picturesque places, a lot of activities and wonder love.
Yeah, well, I think that's got serious possibilities. So the people who are with you in this collaborative effort, are they just bloggers like you, or are they photographers or journalists, or are they just citizens?
They are citizens of the world, but they also have a creative streak in them. And it's nice to be able to unleash your creativity when you're on the road and seeing new places, because you just feel a sense of curiosity. And to be able to go to another country and explore that heightens it, I guess.
And does it give you a lot of couch surfing options when you turn up to greet the community in Tulum in Mexico?
No, I think it's really just approaching or getting people out there online that are interested in it and being able to share, even if it's just an hour of your time to photograph another city or let them show you your favourite places. So it's just really, I guess, connecting with people on a different level.
I love the idea. Now, you said, well, even in the book you mentioned, that you started out as a solo traveller, but you've sort of, you've moved, and obviously this collaborative effort is part of that. But then I see photographs of you with someone else, maybe a partner. So are those the sort of stages? Did they just evolve as you sort of went through this process?
I mean, starting off as a solo traveller and having that sort of lifestyle can really limit a lot of relationships that you choose to hold along the way. And in the later part of the book, I focus more on the truth about travel, so life lessons from solo travel that I've learned, and also the travel philosophy, so what it means to travel creatively, curiously and mindfully.
Okay.
And my story, I guess, from all of it is that I started off as a solo traveller, but then I have eventually now found a partner that also loves travel and also loves to get creative on the road. So it was a partnership that evolved naturally and organically, and it's quite nice, actually.
No reality TV involved. Look, it sounds fantastic. My kids always used to give me grief about our holiday friends. You know, we'd go somewhere and meet a couple or a family, and we might continue communication beyond that 14 days. And I guess the grief was probably honestly delivered when, you know, after a while you stop communicating.
Mm-hmm.
Do you deal with issues like that? How closely should you get involved with people you meet on the road?
Yeah, I think that's the thing, right? And in the second last chapter in the Life Lessons from Solo Travel, it talks about what travel has taught me about detachment.
Mm.
And so you can be purely engaged and still in the moment and enjoy your time, but then be detached from the situation and not really expect anything from that and just enjoy your time. And if something's going to happen, then something's going to happen. If you become lifelong friends, then that's awesome. If you just, you know, enjoyed that experience with a friend for 5, 6, 7 days and it was awesome, then that was that. And there's nothing really to be attached to because that was a beautiful time.
Yeah, and they're not like a souvenir you have to take away.
Yeah.
Aubrey, I really love what you're doing with this. It sounds fabulous. Can people still join the community? And if so, how do they do that? Or do they have to apply?
Thank you,
Graham. Are you interviewing applicants or what are you doing?
I've got it on theloveassembly.com, and because I'm still working on the launch for US and UK activities, I'm starting a private group on the Love Assembly where you can join through the email listing, and everything's just going to be through there, which I'll be launching as well, the behind-the-scenes blogs of the making of the book.
Okay.
Really soon.
There's a doco in there, you know.
Yeah, I just think that people will be interested in that sort of thing.
I'm sure they would.
Because it shows me photographing around the world, writing from cafes, departure gates in different cities in the world. It's something to share. I'd love to share.
Okay. Well, I hope you might keep us in the loop on what you're doing, because I do think this has got legs, this idea of yours, and what you've done so far is just so stylish and elegant, and I'd say understated, that I think you'll find a meeting of the minds with all sorts of people, and good luck to you for what you're about to embark on, and congratulations on what you've already done.
Thank you so much, Graham. I love that meeting of the minds.
Great talking to you, Aubrey, and look forward to chatting with you again soon.
You too. Thank you so much.
What energy. I'm exhausted just listening to Aubrey Darqueen Agg. Now, she's a blogger, photographer, author, and travel philosopher, and she was speaking to Graham Kemlow.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.